Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Good morning, and let's get the controversy started quickly. My opening podcast statement will be accelerated work pace is not a natural pace, and it is not intended to be at a sustained level. Again, I say to you, accelerated work paces, that's not a natural work pace unless you naturally work at that accelerated rate. And I'm not trying to confuse you or play games with words, but I need you to understand. And the reason I want you to understand about this accelerated work pace is because right now in the United States Postal Service, again, as a result, a direct result of COVID-19, there are fewer postal employees reporting for work. Now, let's keep it 100. They never had 100%. But fewer people are coming to work. And this is what is happening. This is what is taking place. And if the post office don't get on the right side of this issue, I believe it's going to have long-lasting effects in a negative manner towards the post office and the individual employee. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Currently, because the post office headquarters, I would imagine, refuses to change its operating concept with respect to COVID-19, to the post office, everything is still normal. Although letter mail volume is down drastically, flat mail volume is down drastically, partials, packages are on a sharp increase. But yet, even though the post office admits the letter mail volume is down, yet they still have an issue with forcing clerks to work over 60 hours. Sounds like a management problem to me, but let's just keep moving. And we're going to go right into that accelerated work pace. On the opposite side, on the mail handler side, you have an increase in volume, which would mean that more work hours should be needed. Now, they have hired, I don't know the exact amount, but I see quite a few. I would probably say 10 to 20 MHAs, but again, 10 to 20 MHAs replacing 10 to 20 that was already needed before COVID-19. Now, on top of that, you have additional mail handlers not at work. You still have a skeleton crew trying to perform a monumental task because the post office refuses to change how they approach mail delivery right now. Here's that accelerated workforce. Accelerated workforce is being motivated, sometimes, I don't want to say coerced, but being asked by supervisors to their employees that are already few in numbers. And let me tell you something about an accelerated work pace. When you work at that pace 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, no fault of the supervisors, but now they expect that 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. And when your body physically can't perform at that accelerated rate, now you have a conflict brewing between you and your supervisor over something that, and I have to say this, a lack of managerial training and understanding human effort creates a problem in your work area. You hear words like lazy, no good, I mean, being tossed around. And that's not fair to clerks or mail handlers. And I want to say to everyone who hears this podcast, I'm not knocking accelerated work pace. Please don't even begin to get that understanding. But what I'm saying is postal management is not educated enough as far as training goes. I'm not questioning anyone's individual education. As far as training goes, to understand and appreciate that. And because of the shortage we currently have, it does not matter the rate you work. You're not going to accomplish what it is they want to get accomplished, because their guidelines and what they are instructed by their NDOs to produce, I'll be willing to bet you, if you look at it today and look at it 5 months ago, it's the same. They haven't changed it. And if they would change it and, again, take some kind of calculations or computations to show what they should actually expect based on the number of people coming to work, then we could have a harmonious, a better work environment. But that's not going to happen. So now you bring 20 brand new employees into the mix. Well, guess what? Because they're so short, supervisors don't have time to mentor or instruct those employees. You are put in a section. You learn to memorize a motion, and that motion might be look at a zip code, throw it to a box, or whatever it might be. But you're not getting a postal indoctrination, so to speak, or induction the way a normal employee should. And when I say normal employee, I mean an employee that a company expects to retain throughout their career. So when I talk about accelerated work paces, that's what I'm referring to. I'm referring to employees, and hand clap to you. I mean, a strong J to all those postal employees who go in there and go hard in the paint every day. But I'm talking about trying to educate you, the employee right now, on when you go hard for so many days and you just can't continue it and your supervisor still expects it. Well, I'm trying to prepare you for how to throw some shade to that. You got to understand your body and what it is you can do. And I'm sure if you went hard 4 days, if you can go hard 5, you would. But if you can't, again, that does not entitle anybody to speak negatively about you. Now, one other wrinkle that the rocket science, a.k.a. postal management in Columbus, Ohio, has thrown into the mix is now they want to limit overtime, especially to the overtime desire list. Yeah, I mean, I tried to explain the shortage. I tried to explain on this podcast some of the situations. And no matter what situation we talk about when it comes to operations right now, the bottom line is not enough personnel. But Columbus is now saying to the overtime desire list, even if you want to work your 7 days, we're not going to allow it. We are now going to reduce your overtime and what they do. And let me say this to you. On the surface, you would expect that's how managers manage. But usually when you manage in that manner, you have a full complement of people. But what Columbus wants to do is reduce the overtime from the overtime desire list, the body of personnel that should be entitled to first overtime. They want to reduce that while maintaining overtime for the MHAs. Did you hear what I'm saying? They're not really reducing the overtime. What they're doing is they want to shift overtime away from the overtime desire list and actually bring it to the MHAs, which is a direct Article 8 violation. and they probably have their fingers crossed that no one will file. But just think about that. Rather than do it the right way, and right now, you probably need your overtime desire list on 712s, and anybody else who's willing to come, you know, to report as extra personnel. You know, some of the decisions Columbus, Ohio Post Office makes, it really makes you wonder. It really does. They made a decision that we're going to pay the wrong body of people, MHAs, overtime. And if the actual overtime desire list personnel file grievances, well, guess what? You just pay for that work twice. Because, effective last Saturday, every unit over 8 hours for an MHA is now overtime. So if you didn't know, now you know. But for you to make the decision not to pay the overtime desire list and continue to work MHAs 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, then I think that you are blatantly saying, never mind the contract for right now. We're going to do what we want to do regardless to what was agreed upon at Washington, D.C. And what are we going to do about it as craft employees? Well, I really do hope that your union gets very active and every week pull your overtime alert rosters. No, I'm just recommending to the podcast audience, so union personnel, take it easy. I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. I'm just recommending a way that might be added to what you're already doing or going to do. Yeah, but you pull that overtime desire list, and every day you see that MHA over eight, and your overtime desire list personnel was not offered 12, then you get to filing grievances. And I'm going to tell you right now, last week was the first week that MHAs got overtime after 8 hours. But again, if you get tenacious on this right now, we'll stop that nonsense. There is a reason mail handlers signed the overtime desire list, and for Columbus, Ohio to intentionally not allow that natural progression to take place, again, that's a very conscious violation of Article 8. And the main reason they hate that fact that mail handlers can work, listen to me very carefully, pretty much unlimited overtime. Side note, major kudos to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union years ago when they made that decision. Now, again, I'm sure it has come to fruition many times over right now. But for right now, excellent decision and fabulous foresight. But here we are. And I got to say to the union in Columbus, Ohio, if you allow this to start, then you're not going to be able to stop it later. If you, again, and I'm making it sound serious because there is a reason people sign the overtime desire list. That reason is built into the fabric of the post office. The post office agrees that if you're on that list, you're going to be the first option. But yet, Columbus, Ohio is now trying to get clever by not allowing overtime desire list mail handlers to work 7 days when the overtime is needed. But they're allowing MHAs to work 6 days, 10 hours a day. I'm just saying, somebody please take a look at that so we can stop that before Columbus management gets momentum and continue to do it as if it was an SOP. And I started to tell you earlier, the main reason, and listen, I was postal management, so when I say this, I'm not making it up. The main reason postal management has a real problem with mail handlers on the overtime desire list maxing out at 7 days, 12 hours a week. I'm sorry, 7 days, 12 hours a day. Again, for those few who can actually sustain that, is you make more money than they make. And the simple solution to that would be, rather than violate your contract, why don't you just hire more people? I mean, it seems very simple. I know I made it sound simple, but let the districts tell it. Postal headquarters will not allow anybody else to be added to their complement. So as we wrap up this podcast this morning, again, I just want to say to the employees and to postal supervision or frontline, whoever is the direct person giving employees direction, understand that accelerated effort, and also understand what should be expected, so you will understand better when you get the accelerated effort. That's a plus. That's not part of the game plan. And to the employee who gives that accelerated effort, you understand that today you may be able to do that tomorrow, but maybe Wednesday or Thursday your body might need a break. And when I say a break, I mean you reduce the accelerated rate or pace, and you're still performing at a level that should be satisfactory to the Postal Service. And with respect to the overtime desire list, come on, Postal Management. Everything does not have to be complicated and creating additional labor dollars and hours. If the overtime desire list is there for a reason, why don't you try following it? And you might find that by maxing out your overtime desire list, if you do this little thing they call manage, you may be able to reduce a lot of your MHA hours. I'm just saying. Have a great day.